gripped the windowsill, digging her nails into the splintered paint. Her eyes searched the darkness. A deep roar erupted and echoed across the fjord. A shape on the water exploded, and flames split open the night sky, illuminating the scene. Battleships. Rows of them. Battleships looming over the fishing boats that leapt and rolled in the storm beneath the snow-tipped mountains. She watched, transfixed, unable to move or think until her bedroom door flew open. Mama, small and grey, stood in the doorway, the neck of her nightdress clutched in her hands. Her voice shook. "My God, what's happening?" As Lila reached for her, a blast shook the house. Vibrations shuddered through her body. She swung back to the window. Nearby houses crackled orange, dense black smoke spiraled above. Horrified, she saw the Anderson family topple out the front door of their burning home. Lila froze. Heartbeats passed. Something inside her shifted, and adrenaline ignited. Papa wasn't here. She must act, get the family to safety. She strode over to her mother and grabbed her shoulders. "Mama, we have to leave, now." Light, swift footsteps. Olaf in his red pyjamas.
"Is it the Germans? Are they here? Or have the British come?"
"I don't know. We must get out of here." Hannah ran in with their baby sister cradled in her arms. "Get dressed, everyone," Lila said. "Quickly, your warmest clothes. We'll meet in the kitchen. Hurry." Lila took baby Inga from Hannah and propelled the family down the hall. She tore off her nightdress, climbed into ski pants, and swathed the baby in blankets, hugging her against her chest. She rushed down the narrow stairs. With the family now dressed and gathered in the kitchen, Hannah glared at Lila.
"We can't just leave," she said. "That's crazy. Where should we go?"
"We'll go to Aunt Schirsten. It'll be safer away from the coast."
"But Papa took the car." "We'll walk." "No, it's too far. We should go to the cellar and wait for Papa." "And wait till the house collapses on top of us?"
Lila turned to her mother and clasped her hands. "Are you strong enough to walk, Mama? Could you?"
"Of course she's not," snapped Hannah.
"She's still recovering from..." A flash of light. The earth trembled, the window shattered, and their six blue coffee mugs tumbled from the shelf and smashed onto the floor. The family stumbled into the hall, plucking coats and scarves from hooks on the wall, and Lila took her father's torch. Then she grabbed some paper and a pen from the commode and scribbled a note. The lamp with the beige fringed shade lay on the floor. Mama gazed at it a moment, picked it up, and placed it back on top of the commode. Moments later, they stepped out into a blizzard of snow and ash. Lila's throat burned from the smoke. Her eyes watered. A blur of images swirled around her. People ploughing through the freshly fallen snow, small children in their arms, or pulling sledges bearing elderly and infirm relatives. The timber houses aflame, the wind flinging snowflakes and burning embers into tornadoes of black speckled with white. Worst of all was the noise. The boom of the explosions and the staccato of gunfire that bounced between the mountains. But the most terrifying sound was the wail of men, which the wind tossed through the air from the sea. The caravan of bundled figures trudged through the snow, stooped against the storm. Ahead of Lila, a small child flung over a man's shoulder dropped a doll which had been dangling from one mittened hand. The child wailed as the father, busy shouting instructions to the rest of his family, strode on. Lila, clutching Inga tight, bent down and scooped the doll from the snow, and stomped as fast as she could after the child. Lila's breaths came in short, painful, smoke-filled gasps. Coming up behind the father, she held up the doll to the child's outstretched arms. The child choked back a last sob, clutched the doll with both hands, and gazed at Lila as she and her father headed on. Lila turned back to her own family. At a crossroads outside of town, the caravan split up in different directions. Lila and her family departed along a narrow, winding country road. They were on their own. Away from the blaze of the port, the path darkened and Lila flicked on the torch. The note she had left said they were on their way to Aunt Schirsten. Maybe Papa had already seen it and was on his way with the car. Headlights would appear behind them, and they would all pile in with relief at being with Papa again.